Episode 10. Give yourself permission. A couple of months ago, I had an online exchange with other ACT practitioners about high-achieving behaviors. While I was sipping a glass of cold water, I was asked, "Patricia, are you suggesting that a person's values create problematic perfectionistic actions?" Perhaps you already know my answer. My answer is yes. You see, we tend to think of perfectionistic actions as a dichotomous construct, as something that a person has or doesn't have. And we also assume that people prone to high-achieving actions don't know what they care about. Well, in my humble experience, not so humble, to be honest, I can tell you that I haven't met a person that is prone to striving behaviors who didn't have a sense of what they care about. In fact, it's quite the opposite. Those who strive to do things perfectly deeply care about stuff so much that, of course, they want to get things right and perfectly across the board and in all situations. There is nothing wrong with spending hours researching stuff so you have all the information to make a good decision. There is nothing wrong with carefully choosing different fonts in a document you are working on or spending time finding the ideal outfit for the wedding you are attending next week. All those actions make sense and are reasonable. But what happens when you want to do all those things that matter at the same time? What happens when you want to do all the stuff you care about and according to your standards, but the day has only 24 hours? Sometimes, doing things right and perfectly is the right thing to do for some things. And other times, you may want to give yourself permission to hold your values lightly. You may be wondering, what does it mean to hold my values lightly? To answer this question, let me ask you to think about moments when you wanted to do things that were important to you, but you couldn't do them at the same time. For example, you may wanted to show up to your kid's piano recital and also finish a proposal for work. Or you may wanted to go to a gathering with your partner and you also wanted to read one of your favorite books. In those situations, it often seems as if you have to make the right choice. You may also think that if you make the wrong choice, that means that you are selfish, self-centered, or a bad person. The reality is that we often need to make choices of this type, and every one of them feels as if someone is stripping your heart from your body. It's challenging to be prone to deeply care about what you do. In those moments, what makes things harder for you is that you look at your values and the actions of that moment as the only way to prove the goodness of your character or the only way to minimize feeling like a failure. It is hard that your mind shouts at you thoughts about making the right decision and not making a mistake. It is hard that your mind also tells you that you should get all this right, that you ought to make a good choice. And you may get hooked on those thoughts while trying to avoid the inevitable pain that comes with choosing. Then you are sucked in an avoidance loop and get consumed with rumination, inaction, and decision paralysis. Tricky business. And that's why, holding your values lively is an invitation for you to get in contact with a larger context of living your values in your life. It's about remembering that living your values is never ever going to be a perfect path. It's about keeping in mind that within ACT, you are invited to commit and recommit to what matters over and over. And it's about giving yourself permission to make a choice, not a perfect choice, and to do your best to make room for all the internal discomfort that may come with that choice. Pause and play. Playing the workability game means holding your values lively and making values-based choices, not necessarily perfect choices. Here are some questions for you to reflect on when encountering those situations in which you feel pulled in many directions or feel like your values are in conflict. Number one, are you attached to the outcome of the choice you need to make, or are you engaged in the process of choosing? Number two, are you willing to accept that every time you're making a choice, that means saying yes to something you care about, and it also means disconnecting from something you care about? The light-hearted practices in this audio guide will help you to pursue your dreams, goals, and aspirations without losing yourself or hurting your relationships.